Hey, 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 welcome back and thanks for tuning in to Unmastering Motherhood. I'm your host, Kelly Kaufman. I'm super glad you're tuning in today. If this is your first time, thank you so much for listening. And if it's not your first time, thank you for coming back. Do not forget to like, subscribe, share, and review this podcast. It's so important, you guys, and I'm so happy that you guys have been listening and helping my numbers grow. I'm so excited to have a community that I can share all about motherhood with all of you, whether you're a mom, an aunt, a grandmother, a sister, a friend, a woman that wants to have children, a woman that doesn't want to have children, a woman that's just supporting another woman. Thank you so much for tuning in today. On today's episode, I'm going to be giving you a couple tips to celebrate Black History Month with your children. So stay tuned. February is the time of year we nationally observe Black History Month. Although Black History Month is American history, this month can be used to dive a little deeper and recognize notable contributions from Black Americans. I was, surfing the web and I came across a website called Kids Academy, and they have the perfect explanation. So I'm going to be reading from KidsAcademy.com, just their little brief intro into celebrating Black history and the importance of it. So, Lonnie Bunch, founding director of the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, said in his blog that there is no more powerful force than a people steeped in their history, and that there is no higher cause than honoring our struggle and ancestors by remembering. In his article, Bunch argues that Black History Month is just as important today as ever before, but because it preserves the memory of the past as well as the culture of an entire group of people. Moreover, it empowers members of that culture to retain their traditions while continuing to make a positive difference in the world. So it's also a question on here that says, why is Black History Month celebrated in February? And I thought I may as well share that as well. You might have asked yourself out of curiosity, why is Black History Month in February? In fact, from whom or where did Black History Month originate? To answer this, we must engage in a brief lesson in history. It all began with historian Carter G. Woodson, who began what he called Negro History Week in February of 1926. He was a driven and passionate person who believed that all children should be educated about African American history. Woodson's entire purpose was to educate and highlight African American culture and also to fight for the equality through the positive celebration of Black heroes. The reason why he chose February was because the second week of February was the birthday to both President Abraham Lincoln and abolitionist Frederick Douglass. Along with Woodson's work to create a week to celebrate history, the 1920s brought with it a heightened interest in Black culture, such as we have seen in the Harlem Renaissance. In combination with movements throughout the United States, the idea of taking a period of time to celebrate Black history began to catch on in many communities. Afterwards, some communities adopted the entire month of February as an unofficial Black History Month, but it wasn't until 1976 when President Gerald Ford recognized it and encouraged Americans to participate in a month-long observance. Today, it still takes place in February and serves as an important conversation point in schools and in our everyday lives. So, the past year, we've had so much conversation around race. And, I know some people say, well, I don't want to celebrate Black history, just in February. It's 365. And I totally agree it's 365. However, I do believe that because this is nationally observed, we should use February and any other day, but in particular, nationally, we should use this time to dive a little deeper and share our culture and learn some new things. I'm always learning. But I wanted to give you a couple of ideas. I've came up with a short list of things that I've done as an elementary school teacher, and I've added on some other things as well as gotten some ideas from off the web. So I just narrowed it down to about 6 things that you could do. And I didn't put them in any kind of order, and kids of all ages could do any of these. You'll have to kind of just pick and choose. I'm certainly going to do these with my children, but Black history has always been important to me. And I would like to say that I feel like, yes, of course, I grew up in an environment where I mostly saw Black people on a daily basis early on in my life. All of my schools were predominantly Black. I can even remember in elementary school, maybe only having like 2 teachers that were not Black, and they were white. And I think one was, what was she? She was from the Philippines. But other than that, all my teachers in elementary school were Black. In middle school, I probably had 1. In high school, maybe 2. But I'm saying all that to say that Black history has always been in my life. I'm pretty sure because I went to a predominantly Black schools, it was always at the forefront. The educators that I learned under were super proud to be African American and to teach us, especially in my elementary school. I always shared the story with my husband. I say that I loved my elementary school. It was not a performing arts school, but I say that it was because we were always doing plays and just learning and doing so many amazing theatrical events. One thing I also remember doing in my elementary school is singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. And if you don't know what Lift Every Voice and Sing, it is the Negro National Anthem, I believe it's called. But I still know the lyrics to this day. And if you haven't ever heard of it, I encourage you to go listen to it. It can make you shed a tear sometimes, depending where you're singing it. But I really love it. So I remember doing that as a young girl. I also remember in music class learning slave spirituals. And for some of you, you may be like, what? But I really loved it. And I want to say that it's one of the reasons why I love, I still love listening to slave spirituals. It is engraved in me in the church that I grew up in, the types of songs we listen to. I remember being in church as a young girl, like, oh my gosh, we sang that song in music class this week, you know? But just as a young girl, I was immersed in my history, and I really, really appreciated it at a young age. And it's something that my children haven't been able to experience as deeply, because of course the school that Ryan kind of grew up in was not predominantly Black at all. And I've just come to realize that, you know, the schools usually kind of model just traditional learning. You know, they may recognize Black History Month every now and then or in some minute way, but I really just wanted to say that I appreciated my upbringing, and I appreciated the experiences that I've had in my education. And if you're a teacher, I hope that you really make Black history a priority in your teaching, and you don't have to just do it in February. There are plenty of ways to bring it into the classroom. And I want to tell you that it's super important. If you are teaching even just one Black child in your class, it'll make a world of difference. If you make them feel included and you make them feel heard and give them something to relate to. So I want to jump right in and, well, first, let me continue to tell you, like, in my elementary school, all the learning was so correlated. I mean, down from math to reading to science to social studies to our art class, our PE class. When we were learning about Black history, it was just so correlated amongst each of those classes, which, you know, just made it so easy to learn about so many different people. Everybody was on board, and I love that. And you can do that, you know, if you're a homeschool mom, it's a little more easier for you to do it than a public school teacher. But there are definitely ways. So we're going to talk about some of those ways today that you can celebrate Black History Month with your children. This is a great way to talk about race. This is a great way to expose your children to many, many new things, because there's so many awesome and notable African Americans that we can talk about so that you can always be talking about this year long. So today I wanted to share a few ways that you can celebrate with your kids of all ages. So one way I feel is super fun is to bring art and history together by recreating civil rights, freedom movement signs, or even Black Lives Matter signs. You can hang these on your window of your house, or you can show off on your social media. Children love when you show their artwork, and I feel like this is such a great time where you can find such great information out on the internet about Black Lives Matter and then the freedom movement. Reenact scenes. You can create a simple sign or something very, very detailed. It doesn't matter. Just sit down with your children, talk about one of those historical movements, and create a sign. And moms, I'm telling you, share your children's work. Don't keep it private, just among your home. Don't be afraid of what other people are going to think. Post it on your social media. Hang it on a window in your home so that your neighbors can see. It'll mean the world to your children, and it just might help change the world a little bit. Next thing, you can honor Black Americans that fought in our military. So you can honor and discuss the Tuskegee Airmen or Buffalo Soldiers. A lot of people in America kind of look over this sometimes. So this is a great way to honor some veterans, Black veterans that made an important difference in our world. You can also make homemade instruments or use things around the house to play along to music by famous artists such as Duke Ellington or Louis Armstrong, or even newer artists like Beyonce, or maybe even you want to take it back to the Jackson 5 or TLC, and you can research them and come up with a couple of facts that you can share with your children and explain how they were notable Black African Americans. I'm not doing the work for you. I'm just giving you some ideas, and you can dive a little deeper or take what I'm giving you and make your own ideas from that. If your kids are really into sports, you can make sports cards. I know back in the day, I remember boys being so into baseball cards and trading cards. So maybe amongst your kids, you can make some sports cards and talk about Jackie Robinson, who was the first Black player in the MLB. Or maybe your son or daughter really loves Kobe Bryant, and you can look up some things that Kobe Bryant did to make America a little better, or see what he was the first at or the greatest at, because not all the time did everyone make such a big impact on the world, but they're important figures, and even the smallest thing that they have done can play a big role in someone's life. So let's share those things and highlight all those great things. This is a fun one, and I really want to do this with my children because they love to dance. But you can learn about the art of stepping and its meaning to the Black community. If you don't know what stepping is, I know what it is, but I wanted to give you a formal definition. Wikipedia says that it is percussive dance, where you use your entire body to produce complex rhythms and sounds through a mix of footsteps, spoken word, and hand claps. And in our community, we really see this done by our sororities, our Black sororities and fraternities. But I think it's super cool. You could dress up, create a step, and just move your body. So I think that's an awesome and fun way to get your kids moving and learning some Black history. I mean, I've said this before on a podcast, but I'm sure you've heard it everywhere else too. But books are so important. Be intentional about the books that you choose. Choose books where Black characters are the main characters. There are plenty of them out there. You may have to look some up, but I'll share a couple titles with you. And some of these books, and these books are for all ages. And stay tuned on my web, not on my website, on Instagram next week. I'm going to be sharing a post with so many different books, from books that are for toddlers to elementary to middle to high to even college students and even for you. So stay tuned. But I personally love Ron's Big Mission by Corinne Nadin and Rose Blue. That's like a book that we always read. One Crazy Summer by Rita Williams Garcia. The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. There's so many more, you guys. And like I said, I'll be posting those. So be intentional about the books that you read. I'm sure if you go to the library right now, the librarians have already put out books by Black authors, books that have Black people as main characters. So they're out there, but be intentional. And talk to your kids about picking out books that have pictures that not only look like them, but look like the people that you're going to learn about this February. You can watch movies. One of my favorite movies is The Wiz. Who doesn't love The Wiz? And if you have not seen The Wiz, you need to see it. I love it. And guess where I first saw The Wiz? In elementary school. I'm telling you, my school was on it. We even performed The Wiz. It was super cool. So watch The Wiz with your children. Watch Akilah and the Bee. Movies like Hidden Figures. On Disney, you can watch Proud Family. I introduced Proud Family to Kriya Knox maybe like 2 months ago. They were hooked. They watched all the seasons super fast, and they love it over and over. So the Proud Family. For the older kids, you can watch Fruitvale Station, Ruby Bridges movie. Even on Netflix and Disney, I want to say that they highlight movies that have Black main characters. So check that out on Disney and on Netflix. And I'm sure they probably have it on Hulu and stuff too, but I don't have Hulu. But just be intentional about what you watch. And those are little ways that you can start conversations. It's super important, you guys. And if your children see you watching those things or reading them those things, they'll be more apt to pick up a book that has a picture of someone that doesn't look like them. And that's what we really want. You don't have to make it hard. Just be engaging, be real. You have impact as a parent. You have impact as a grandparent, as an aunt, as a caregiver, wherever you are with whatever child you're working with, you have impact, especially if you're the primary caregiver of a child. You have impact. What you say and what you do makes such a big difference in a child's life. So let's expose them to some amazing Black culture this month. And not just this month, but all the months in the year, every day if you can. I mean, there are little things that you can do. Like we said, you know, the books that you read, the things that you watch, who you hang around. It is super important. I talked about that on another podcast where I said, you know, when you go to church, are you befriending people that only look like you? When you go to work, are you only speaking and working and engaging with people that only look like you? Let's just stop, take a look at our circle sometimes, because that's where we can make major change as well. But definitely in our home, you guys, you have impact, and I want you to know that. So going over it really quickly again, be intentional about your books. There are movies that you can watch. You can make sports cards. You can learn about stepping and the art of that. You can, what else? Oh, I said honor your military, the Tuskegee Airmen, the Buffalo Soldiers. You can make instruments and listen and dance along and play to artists that have made notable change in our culture, in the world, because there's so many. You just have to do the research. I'm not doing it for you. I want you to do it. You have time. February is coming up on Monday, and you're listening to this on Friday, hopefully, when it first came out. So you have a little head start before the weekend starts. And don't think you have to do something every day or every minute of the day, but take some time out this month and celebrate Black culture, because Black culture is American culture. And if we know that and we apply that and we do that and we learn that, it'll just have a ripple effect on our country. So I hope you like today's quick little podcast. And if you have any questions or you need some more ideas, just hit me up. You guys, follow me on Instagram, Mom of Three Kelly C. You can follow the podcast page on Instagram as well, at Unmastering Motherhood. If you have any questions, you can always DM me, or you can write me at unmasteringmotherhood@gmail.com. Have a good day. One last thing before we go, I wanted to read you some of my favorite quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And lastly, the time is always right to do what is right. Keep those on your heart. Share those with your kids. Those are some great little things that they can recite and always remember. Have a good day.